Career Corner is a program produced by the Minnesota Radio Talking Book Network, part of State Services for the Blind, and it is recorded for people who are blind or have reading disabilities. You can find complete programming of the Radio Talking Book at www.mnssb.org/RTB, and the password is RTB. Your host for the Career Corner is Ann Obst.
Next, we'll turn to the Working Strategies column from the August 17th issue of the St. Paul Pioneer Press titled, Feeling Trapped? Surviving a Bad Job You Can't Leave, by Amy Lindgren. If you've ever held a job you hated, but which you couldn't leave for whatever reason, you know the meaning of the word trapped. Sometimes we set the trap ourselves by blindly believing there would be no better job out there. But sometimes circumstances collide to create a snare we have to endure while we pursue other goals, such as earning a college degree or saving for retirement. I had the chance to explore this topic recently as a guest on The Daily Circuit, Minnesota Public Radio's popular morning show. As host Carrie Miller fielded calls and emails from listeners, I was treated to a variety of viewpoints on dealing with this difficult situation. It was fun and a little surprising to see how many of the coping mechanisms described by listeners were rooted in making something positive out of the experience. One person used a disappointing job with a major corporation to pay down her debt, then went back as a much happier freelancer after she left their employ. More than one listener used a bad job as a launch pad to change careers altogether, and a worker from an underpaid service position described her pledge to meet every challenge with an unyieldingly positive attitude. Near the beginning of the show, the former director of an environmental learning center called to say that he struggled for the last third of a 30-year stint for a range of reasons, but made a calculated decision to hold on until he could retire. He must not have disguised his identity very well, because another listener called to say she had brought her students to that center a number of times and always came away impressed by what the director had accomplished there. She wanted to take the opportunity now to tell him that he had done a fabulous job, regardless of whatever challenges he had faced in the position. Besides being a poignant moment, the exchange reminded me of how reassuring it can be to get feedback from coworkers, customers, or others familiar with your work as a way to balance any negative input you might be receiving in a difficult job. You can catch the show on NPR's website. In the meantime, here are some tips that might help you weather a tough job when you're not ready to leave. What not to do. Don't complain. It's one thing to identify situations that need changing and to ask for support or resources, but when your communication style shifts to complaining, you lose credibility. Don't go to HR, at least not immediately. If the problem is your boss, he or she is not going to like you more after being reprimanded. Look for other options first, such as a transfer or assignments that limit your interaction with this person. Don't ignore the situation. Ignoring it won't make it go away. You'll just internalize more, and that's not good. What to do? Re-evaluate. Can this be fixed? You may have passed this point already, but the first step for any bad job situation is to identify how it can be repaired and who can help you do it. Change one thing. Close your eyes and think about your day at work. Now write down the things you wish you could change. The boss? A particular coworker? Something about your workstation? Review the list to find one thing you can change. Even if it's small, sometimes just the act of being in control will make a job more tolerable. Set limits. If you're working overtime, paid or unpaid, you're just getting extra helpings of a bad thing. Cut back slowly, subtly, or with a firm line in the sand, depending on the atmosphere. Ditto for after-hours emails, extra assignments with the coworker you can't tolerate, etc. Do things you like. Find at least one task every day that you do enjoy doing. Even better, find something new to learn so you can build skills or knowledge for the next job. Keep it contained at work. Stopping at the gym after work, taking a walk, shutting off your phone, all are ways of creating a bright line between work and home. Build your life outside work. Renewing a hobby or joining a community group are just two ways to keep a balance while coping with a bad work situation. Make plans to leave. If the situation can't be improved, you'll need to leave. Even if that can't happen for a year or more, you'll be in better shape emotionally and professionally if you start planning now. Networking, taking classes, writing your resume, and researching employers are all things you can do while biding your time for the great escape. That concludes the Working Strategies column from the August 17th issue of the St. Paul Pioneer Press, titled "Feeling Trapped? Surviving a Bad Job You Can't Leave," by Amy Lindgren.